Hello and welcome to Happy Slap Radio. I'm Sophie and here's Halo Mobilo. Halo Mobilo with Long Goodbyes. And didn't we play those last week, Rich?
Well, yeah, we said we'd play them last week, but actually we didn't play them. We played, well, when I say we didn't play them, I didn't play them because I played the wrong track on the CD.
And that was?
We played last time Kiss, Kill, Kiss, Kill.
Or is it Kiss, Kill, Kiss?
It's Kill. One of those two. I just KKK.
Yeah, KKK.
They did take my baby away.
Oh, right.
That's a song by the Ramones.
Oh, right, okay.
Never mind. Right, next, it's the Noble Snipers. Oh, by the way, to make up for the dreadful mistake of not playing Halo Mobilo, we're going to be playing another track for them later on as well, which is good. But next, we've got the Noble Snipers. They're a band I found on MySpace through Art Rocker, I think it was. This is called White Man Kamikaze. They're based in London. Quirky's the word. It's recorded in their living room with the curtains drawn, telephone taped down, much like Beach Hut Radio, really. It says on their MySpace that they write short hexagonal songs about stuff they find interesting. On a very personal note, I love them.
We'll be right back.
That was Silverlight Reaction with Casualty. They followed the Noble Snipers. I was taking some photos of them recently at the V Bar in Colchester. It was quite a nice experience, apart from the fact that I was about 2 foot away from some very scary blokes with some very big instruments, and they were they were swinging them around. So
blimey.
I did, well, yeah, kind of took my photos and moved away sharpish, you know, that sort of thing. Poor old Sophie, she's not feeling too well today.
No.
So, you know, all this loud rock music's not doing a poor bumping head any good.
Not really.
But anyway, you can take your mind off that loud bumping noise by telling us where the Silverlight Reaction are playing.
Well, if you'd like to see Silverlight Reaction, they'll be at the V Bar on the 8th of March, at the Curve Bar on the 22nd of March, Brightland Sea Community Centre on the 30th of March, and on the 28th of April they'll be at the Royal with the fantastic Cavo K.
Ah, Damien. Indeed. Right, this is the Beach Monks. No, it's not. It's Hey Pablo.
Oh, shit, B. Are those your new wheels, man? Watch you pushing, man.
Yeah, you like it, man? I got the Alpine sound system. I got the modified bodywork. I got the 20-inch chrome rims. My shit's the bomb, man. My shit's the bomb.
My shit's the bomb. My shit's the bomb. My shit's the bomb.
Ultimate driving
my shit's
machine.
The bomb. My shit's the bomb.
Ultimate driving
my shit's the bomb.
20-inch chrome rims.
My shit's the bomb.
Open road. Let's go.
My shit's the bomb. 20-inch rims. 20-inch rims. 20-inch rims. Alpine sound system. 20-inch rims. 20-inch rims. 20-inch rims. Alpine sound system.
Police can't
catch the bomb. My shit's the bomb. My shit's the bomb. My shit's the bomb.
No more than 60.
20-inch rims. 20-inch rims. Alpine sound system. My shit's the bomb. My shit's the bomb.
Faster than
my shit's the bomb. My shit's the bomb.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
20-inch rims.
Strap yourself
in. Alpine sound system. My shit's the bomb. My shit's the bomb. My shit's the bomb.
Hey girls,
my shit's the bomb.
We can put
my shit's the bomb. My shit's the bomb.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
Tire going
let's go.
That was Hey Pablo with My Shit's the Bomb. They're one of Stuart's bands. Well, he's not in them, but they're one of his bands that he likes. I think they're friends of the Beach Monks, who he used to be in. You've seen the Beach Monks, haven't you?
Yes, I have. They're very good.
Yes, you have. They're very good. Yes,
they're
indeed.
Very good.
I haven't actually seen them yet because I wasn't around the last time they came down, but I'm hoping to see them soon, and we're going to be playing them next. But anyway, Hey Pablo, they describe themselves as a sort of musical sitcom. They're supporting the Electric Six at the Barfly in Birmingham quite soon. So if there's any Midlander people listening, you can go and watch the Electric Six. They did I Want to Take You to a Gay Bar, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I Want to Take You to a Gay Bar.
Gay
anyway,
bar.
Go to their MySpace and you can meet Omar the Mystic. I won't ruin the surprise of Omar the Mystic. Just go along and check him out. He's a bit of a dude. Anyway, this is
Beach Monks.
When I
That was the Beach Monks. Stuart used to be in the Beach Monks, but I think they've got a lot better since then. Hey,
ooh.
Never mind. No, I'm sure they were good with and without Stuart.
Yes.
They're playing a bunch of gigs in Birmingham that are too numerous to mention. Check out their blogs and their biogs and stuff on MySpace. Apparently, they're partial to nuns, ladies in general, alcohol and love. They cite amongst their influences Gregorian chanters, Shaolin monks, Buddhist monks, pirates, Vikings, freebooters and buccaneers. In general, we salute you. Barry White, Slayer and Was Not Was as well. Anyway, they also say that they sound like the music that comes from your speakers.
Fantastic. Well, now we're going to play Halo Mobilo for you again. It's a fantastic song called Seether. And just to let you know, if you would like to see Halo Mobilo, they'll be next playing at The Box in Chelmsford on the 23rd of March.
Let's do it.
Find your spot to breathe in.
time for a warning.
And the warning is, the next song is Judder and the Jackrabbits with a song called Death for the Dead, and it's got sweary words in it.
It has indeed.
Anyway, that song was actually dedicated to Becca. Even though she's loads and loads of miles away at uni, she's still bigging up the show loads. So thank you for that, Becca.
Yeah, we love you, Becca. Never met you, but we love you.
I have.
Yeah. Has she shaved her hair off yet?
Do you know what? I'm quite worried because I think that might be a genuine photo on a MySpace.
Yeah?
I'm not sure. Jennifer Brittany.
Well, it's our fault. We told her to go for it. Anyway, that was Judder and the Jackrabbits with a song called Death for the Dead. They're from Norwich. They're psychopunk. They get played on Radio 1, apparently, and they're going on tour all around the country in March and April, culminating in a gig at Toftwood Scout Hall in Dereham. Let's just hope that there are no scouts around when they play. We're going to move you on now to Alfred and the Uber Peas. We'll be right back. Alfred and the Uber Peas as I stepped out. They're from Colchester, or a bit more local than that, actually, I think some of them. They're playing at Bar Arizona in Camden, you know, those trendy buggers, on the 30th of March. And they are playing at the Twist in Colchester on the 31st of March. Next up, it's Wireless and Sold Us Out. If you want to catch Wireless, you can catch them in London at the Hermit Club on the 14th of March. Club Fabulous at Leonard's in London on the 24th of March. Or the 14th of April, they're playing Dublin Castle in Camden. This is Wireless. That's Wireless with Sold Us Out. Now we're going to have a regular slot on the show. It's called
Susan's Geographically Challenged Track of the Week.
Hi. Right, hello, so Susan. For my first geographically challenged track, I've gone all the way to Brittany in France, and I found some curious characters called Chapi Chapeau et les petits musiques
Oh, great name.
Chapi Chapeau et les petites musiques de Paris.
So here's Chapi Chapeau.
Yeah.
What about the sans jardin?
C'est la mort du cheval.
What about the plastique?
Mais du plastique partout.
Is there?
C'est le gadget.
C'est
un meule. Monsieur Plastique a dit c'est un meule.
clowns, bluesies on their skateboards. Mr. Plastic says it's a moonlight. Mr. Plastic says it's a moonlight.
What about the horses? That was Chappy Chapeau, a Les Petits Music de Puy. Susan would like to apologise for her slight screw-up, but then if you'd have had a gram of speed last night, you wouldn't be in too great a shape either, would you? Not that she did, of course. What does that mean, Sophie? Chappy Chapeau, a Les whatever?
That means the little music of the rain.
Oh, that's really sweet, isn't it?
So sweet, yeah.
She does have a sort of little sweet taste in music there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to go on to our favourite, well, my favourite band now, and this is the Energon Cookies and Blind Eye, and this is dedicated to Tim, who's an old man with a surprisingly good grasp on what's cool.
Yay.
That's just about it for another Beat Chat. the second Beat Chat. Hopefully there'll be a third soon. Did you enjoy yourself today, Soph?
Yes, I did, apart from...
the fact that you're hungover, still a bit drunk and a bit of a headache and all that.
Oh, yeah, I think, yeah.
Hang, I'll tell you what, I'll let you speak for yourself.
Okay.
Be a change, wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe. Okay, well...
You've got nothing to say, have you?
Not really.
Okay, right. Well, let's just wrap it up with wrap it up. God, I'm Mr. Meaty, aren't I? Oh yeah.
It's
take
a wrap.
Take it from the top and all that shit. This last song is Scott Clark. He's 15. He's a local boy or lad from Dovercourt, and this is his version of Teenage Kicks, and it's quite strange because I don't think I've ever. I don't know how old were the Undertones when they did Teenage Kicks. Were they actually teenagers? Because if they probably were, then this isn't the first time I've heard Teenage Kicks done by a teenager. But anyway, it does seem to vogue now for people to cover this song, and then they're about 40 or whatever. So anyway, I'll stop blabbing. This is Scott Clark, it's Teenage Kicks, and it's goodbye from us.
Bye.
Don't forget, if you want to contact the show, it's beatchutradio@gmail.com. Send us a message, tell us what you like about the show, tell us what you hate about the show, and give us some recommendations on what you want to hear. Cheers.